There were 13 Oscar nominations for Chicago today, the most for any film this year, including a nod for Best Picture. The other nominees, Gangs of New York, The Hours, The Pianist, and The Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers. One visionary behind The Lord of the Rings, producer, director, writer Peter Jackson, is not up for an award. But today, commentator Simon Tolkien would like to remind us of another visionary, the creator of Middle-earth.
For me, of course, he was not J.R.R. Tolkien, but my deeply loved grandfather. As a child, I would pester him with endless questions about tiny details of The Lord of the Rings. He would tell me wonderful stories about dragons, interrupted only by draws on his ever-present pipe. But in recent years, I have found out much more about the man himself. He was born in South Africa in 1892 and left there when he was three for a holiday in England with his mother. Just as they were about to embark on the return voyage, there came the news that his father had died of rheumatic fever. The only memory that my grandfather retained of his father was of him writing their name on the family trunk. In England, my great-grandmother Mabel converted to Catholicism and was cut off by her family for doing so. She lived for only a few more years before she died in poverty when my grandfather was just 12, and he had to move with his brother to a series of boarding houses. In one of these, my grandmother Edith, also an orphan, was staying. And in the evenings, they would talk to each other through the open windows of their rooms. Their relationship blossomed until my grandfather's guardian found out about them and decreed that my grandfather should not see Edith until he was 21. For 3 years he had no contact with her. Then, as midnight struck on his 21st birthday, my grandfather sat up in bed and wrote Edith a letter. It turned out that she had become engaged to another man during their separation, and my grandfather had to persuade her to break off the engagement. 3 months after they were married, my grandfather left for France to fight in the Great War. He was a signalman in the Lancashire Fusiliers and fought at the Somme, where several of his closest friends died. Peter Jackson's wonderful recreation of the crossing of the Dead Marshes in The Two Towers reminded me again of the terrible experience my grandfather must have had in the trenches, with the rotting dead lying unburied all around. It is extraordinary to think that he began writing the history of Middle-earth on the back of trench maps amid all the slaughter of 1916. As I have grown older, I have drawn increasing inspiration from those first 25 tumultuous years of my grandfather's life. Watching Peter Jackson's films has reminded me again of the terrible loneliness of Frodo as he bears the ring on his apparently hopeless quest, sustained only by the loyalty and common sense of Sam Gamgee. I think that it is a loneliness that my grandfather knew all about, and the pervasive sadness of The Lord of the Rings must derive in part from all the losses he himself endured. For the last 3.5 years, my own father has refused to see me or speak to me, and has followed an unswerving policy of excluding me from all involvement in the management of the Tolkien Company, which administers my grandfather's literary estate. I have felt this disinheritance deeply, but it is ironic that my father's actions have been such a stimulus to me to try to make something of my own and become a storyteller myself. Now, with my own book being published, I feel that I am closer to my grandfather than I have been at any time since his death. I believe that I have discovered my true inheritance.
Simon Tolkien, grandson of J.R.R. and author of the novel Final Witness.